Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 14, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. FCA to require 20K companies to report financial resilience. The Financial Conduct Authority has planned to require 20K regulated companies to begin the process of reporting on their financial resilience to protect customers. Bank of England released updated report on climate risks. Bank of England has released its updated report on climate risks and the regulatory capital framework to offer an overview of the situation for banks and FIS. Brother International Singapore partners with Esker. Brother International Singapore has partnered with Esker to automate the full procure-to-pay cycle, including supplier management and contract management. Affirm and Stripe expand partnership for merchant revenue growth in Canada. Payment network Affirm has announced that it is expanding its relationship with financial infrastructure platform Stripe to Canada. Google to deny loan apps from accessing user photos and contacts. Google has announced a policy that will prevent loan apps from accessing the photos, videos, and contacts of users to address predatory behavior from lenders. Sales acquires Appy Perks to augment consumer shopping experiences. US-based fintech Sales has bought Appy Perks, a business rewards program, to gamify rewards for local businesses. Switzerland to develop new $27 MLN multimodal biometric matching system. The Swiss government has pledged USD million for the renewal and upgrade of the country's automated fingerprint matching system, AFIS. BSP approves new electronic KYC regulations. The Banco Central Pilipinas, BSP, has announced its decision to approve electronic Know Your Customer, KYC, guidelines by using a digital identity system. Australian Banking Association's new campaign helps customers avoid scammers. The Australian Banking Association, ABA, has rolled out a new campaign to raise awareness of a series of scam scenarios and help customers beat the scammers. The African Development Fund offers $8 MLN to build ID framework. The African Development Fund has approved $8 million in funding for the West African Monetary Institute, WAMI, to establish a unique customer identification framework for the Gambia, Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone. Deloitte and Riskified partner for fraud exposure analysis. E-commerce risk intelligence company Riskified has announced partnering with fraud and financial crime advisory services company Deloitte in order to provide merchants with real-time insight into how their chargebacks, approval rates, and fraud costs compare to similar companies in their space. Reports to FBI of internet fraud swelled in 2022. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, has reported an increase in the dollar value of losses due to internet crime for 2022. U.S. leads the way in implementing cryptocurrency regulation. A new report from YStats published on Research and Markets has revealed that the U.S. is leading the charge when it comes to crypto regulation implementation. Coinbase considers Bitcoin Lightning Network integration. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase has explored the possibility of integrating the Bitcoin Lightning Network into its platform. EBA Day 2023. Meet the event sponsors for our biggest EBA Day yet. EBA Day, the annual event for payments and transaction banking executives, will return on 20-21 June 2023 at IFEMA in Madrid, Spain. FTC sues chargebacks 911 over unfair techniques. The Federal Trade Commission and the state of Florida are suing chargebacks 911 for unfairly thwarting people who were trying to dispute credit card charges through the chargeback process. Communication surveillance outfit Vox Smart raises $12 million. London-based communication surveillance group Vox Smart has raised $12 million in funding from existing investors, including Tosca Fund. ChatGPT's AI privacy concerns the subject of new EU task force. The European Data Protection Board, EDPB, a body of Europe's national privacy watchdog, has formed a ChatGPT task force to establish privacy guidelines on the AI platform. US gets $215 million in sale of Bitcoin seized in wake of Silk Road fraud. A sale of 9,800 in seized Bitcoin has netted the US government $215 million. The sale was completed last month. It involved AS. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.